worship the Lord with us, be a part of what God is doing. Merit Assembly of God exists to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our families, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to our community and the communities around the world. So thank you for joining us here. And the last Monday in October of 2013 was the very first broadcast of the Refresh Radio program. It was actually October the 28th. So technically tomorrow would begin our 13th year, but we've been on WMIE for 12 years now, on WWBC for 12 years now. And we want to thank you for listening. There have been people who came to Merit Assembly of God because of the radio program. And you know, they can stayed until they got promoted to where they didn't need a radio broadcast anymore, because they got promoted into the presence of Jesus. And so we want to thank you. We want to say thank you to those who have financially supported the radio station. Our church took a step of faith. It's not like we had tens of thousands of dollars sitting around, you know, saying, hey, you know, should we do a radio program with us? It literally was a step of faith then, and God has proved himself faithful for 12 years for us to be able to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. One of the individuals and companies that has been very, very helpful in keeping the Refresh Radio program coming to you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning and 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening on WMIE, and 10:30 a.m. of a morning on WWBC are the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. They love Jesus. I came to meet Dan because I was looking for some landscaping work, and he came out and said, I listen to you on the radio. And we've been in conversation and enjoy his friendship, and he loves Jesus and loves the radio program. Listen, they are also exceptionally good at what they do. They bring professionalism, they bring proficiency, they bring excellence to what they do. I remember one of the stories that he told me about one of the products that they offer, and there was someone that was having a project done in another part of the state, and down there was no one there that was doing the job the way that it needed to be done, and so they contacted them up here and had them come down and do that, do it the right way the first time. So Treasure Your Landscape, their phone number is 321-749-1432. They have a full array of products. They do landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They provide artificial turf, putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation. That was one of the things that we started off with. And installing and managing drains and downspouts. Their goal is to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Treasure is also the name of one of his daughters, she manages Space Coast Nursery, which is 3880 North Courtney Parkway. Monday through Friday they're open, or Monday through Saturday they're open 8 to 5, and that's north of the Barge Canal here on Merritt Island. If you'd like to see everything that they have available, you can call them 321-452-5565. They've done a great job up there, you know, organizing things, and they have a lot to offer, and you will enjoy doing your investigative process with Treasure and the rest of the team up there at Treasure Your Landscape and Space Coast Nursery. Thank you guys for all you do. So, maybe if we talk about the email address. The email address is meritassembly@hotmail.com, MERRITTASSEMBLY @hotmail.com. It's all one word. There's no spaces. It's all lowercase, but that really doesn't impact it. But if you felt led to share an email with us about, you know, maybe something that the radio program has meant to you, we like to share those stories with our congregation because, you know, it is an extension of the ministry of Merit Assembly of God, and it helps them to rejoice with those who rejoice. And so if not, keep on listening. I'm thankful every time I hear that someone listens. If I have a conversation and they said, I hear you on the radio, my first response is almost always, well, thank you for listening. Because if no one was listening, then I don't need to be wasting my time doing this. I need to be spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in an efficient manner. And this is the most effective ministry that Merit Assembly of God has ever had, and it is in its 73 years of ministry. So thank you for listening. We're in Psalm 106. We're talking about praising the Lord. It started off with a statement of praise. Praise the Lord. It ends in verse number 48 with the same statement, praise the Lord. And Psalm 106 describes the peaks and the valleys, the good things and the bad things that the children of Israel had done. And so we're kind of working our way through that journey. In verse number 19 of Psalm 106, it says this: they made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. So on Friday's broadcast, we had talked about God sent leanness into their soul. In verses 16 through 18, it describes God's response to Korah and Dathan's rebellion against Moses, thinking that, you know, their ministry was not what they wanted, and, you know, they wanted Moses' position. They wanted more than what had been allocated to them. And I will tell you that, you know, when God places you someplace, there was a saying that I heard many years ago. It was an altered version of "the grass is greener on the other side of the fence." There are some people who are always looking for, you know, the greener pasture. And I went to this district council one time, and the speaker said, well, I'm from Arkansas, and before that I was from Texas, and let me tell you what I've discovered in living in farm country and ministering in farm country. And he said, the grass is always greener, and you expect him to say on the other side of the fence. But then he said, the grass is always greener over the septic tank. And so you may not necessarily find that the places that you try to take yourself are going to be nearly as pleasant as you think they are. Eyes can be deceiving. And so you want to be in the best place that God has for you. So for visitors that come to Merit Assembly of God, we ask people to fill out a visitor's card, not just so that we can, you know, share information with them, because nobody likes getting, you know, an avalanche of mail or an avalanche of emails or anything like that. But I am much better at remembering people's names once I see the name. And when I pray for visitors, I like to do so by name, and I pray, God, would you lead them to the place that they are going to thrive spiritually for the glory of God, that they're going to be able to make an impact for the glory of God. Lord, it would be wonderful if Merit Assembly of God was that place, but if it's not this place, send them to the place that they are going to be able to thrive. See, as much as I want to see Merit Assembly of God grow and be healthy, I want the kingdom of God to grow. And for the kingdom to grow, God's people have got to say yes to God's strategic placement for them in the kingdom of God. So, Moses goes up on the mountain. By this time, there have been Aaron and Moses. There have been Aaron's two sons. There have been 70 elders of Israel. They go up on a mountain. They feast with God. They experience the presence of God. They see God. They come back down, and Moses goes back up on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. And while he is up there, the people get bored. It doesn't take long for waywardness, sinfulness to manifest. Whenever there's a heart problem, it's not going to take long for it to manifest in your lifestyle. So whenever sin manifests in an external behavior, it's indicative that there's something foundational in our life that needs to be addressed so that it can be dealt with. It's not to be celebrated. It's to be repented of. It's meant to be submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and transformed and replaced by a godly behavior. Do not create a spiritual vacuum in your life. Quitting an ungodly habit is not sufficient. It needs to be replaced with a healthy and holy lifestyle. And that's one of the secrets to long-term success. So Moses goes up on the mountain. The people get tired of waiting on him to come down. It was 6 whole weeks, 40 days. And so they begin to grumble and murmur and complain. And they cry out to Aaron. And so Aaron, who's just had this supernatural encounter with God, not through Moses, but got to experience it himself, says, I tell you what, you bring all your gold jewelry that the children of Egypt had given to you to say, here, take everything that's of possession, of value to us, and get out of our country. If not, we're all going to die. We will pay you to leave. And Aaron says, bring that to me, and I'm going to make an idol. And he makes a golden calf, and he fashions it, he forms it, and he says, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt. Because he forgot what he had experienced, and he reverted back to what Israel had seen spiritually for over 400 years, and that was the idolatry of Egypt. That there was some idols tended to set themselves before the people's eyes day after day after day. And Aaron forms it, fashions it into a golden calf, and he sets it before the people, and he says, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt. It is inanimate. It has no ears to hear, no ability to speak, and it was a spiritual deception. Now, when Moses comes down and he sees that, he tells Aaron, he said, "What did this people do to you to make you do that?" And he said, "Well, you know how they are, how, you know, unsettled they are, how complaining they are. And so they gave me the jewelry, I threw it into a pot, and boom, out popped this," as if it just formed itself. A lot of times we're looking to blame others for things that we have crafted our own selves. People in the past did not like to take responsibility for their own actions, and people in 2025 don't like to take responsibility for their own actions. There are some people who have done some things in my life that caused me a great deal of discomfort, of unpleasantness, but none of them have caused as many problems for me as I've caused for myself. Not that I always did it intentionally, but, you know, there's a saying that the greatest enemy is the enemy, the enemy inside of me. I can be my own worst enemy, and you can be your own worst enemy. And so they made a calf. They worshiped the molded image. It says they changed their glory into an image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot their God. So they were willing to forget that quickly about the God who had successfully brought them out of Egypt, successfully brought them through the Red Sea, and in 6 weeks' time were willing to abandon all of the supernatural things that God had done for them and substitute it with something they made with their own hands. It was shiny. You could see this idol. God is spirit. They couldn't see him. They didn't even want to hear him. When God spoke from the mountain, they said, "Look, if we keep hearing from God, we're going to die. You go, you hear from God for us. You tell us what he says and we will do it." And that's what God, you know, agreed to do on their life. And then whenever Moses told them, they said, "You take too much power upon yourself. You assume that you're the spokesperson, and God has really called all of us." You know, they wanted to reject God's plan at every turn, and then when the consequences came, then they wanted to blame other people. They forgot that God was their Savior. Now, that sets them up for being destroyed. It said, they forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things, done wondrous works, awesome things, and therefore he said that he would destroy them until Moses steps up. I pray that in Brevard County, that God would raise up men and women that even during times of almost unanimous rebellion against God, that there will be some men and women and boys and girls and young men and young women who will stand in the gap just like Moses did. It said, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath lest he destroy them. You know what Moses said? God, if you destroy them, your enemies are going to say God was able to bring them out, but he wasn't able to bring them in. If you've got unsaved family members, one of the prayers of faith that you can pray is, God, bring them out of the strongholds. Bring them out of their captivity. Bring them out of their addictions. Bring them out of the darkness. But God, also bring them into your marvelous light. Bring them into fellowship with your Son. God, may it be a fresh testimony that you are still God, the Savior, that you're still in the salvation business. So Moses said that. He also said during those 40 years when they got to the edge of the Jordan River and they refused to go in, and God said, let's start over. I'll start over with you. Moses was 80 years old at the time. And Moses said, if you're going to take them out, take me out too. I wonder if we're ready to put action to our longings to see our loved ones and our neighbors and our coworkers saved. You see, it is very important that we pray. It's very important that we value them to the same extent that we value our own lives. Paul would say, you know, I would be willing to suffer loss if it meant my brethren could be saved. I want you to know that Jesus has paid the ultimate. He experienced that loss for us. But it was evidence that Paul had a great desire for his countrymen to be saved. And so it is very important that we have a prayer drive, because we want to see our family members saved. It's also very important that we live the Great Commission so that we see people saved. The truth of the matter is, I've got family members who need Jesus in other parts of the country, and I'm praying for them. I realize I may not be the person that reaches them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the people that God may use there may have family members here that they're praying for, and I might be able to reach them. It is something where you and I, our desire for the lost needs to go beyond just our family and our us four and no more mindset. Moses stood before God, the spiritual gap between what God wanted for his people and their rebellion against him. And it said, because of his actions, the result was, or the goal was, that God would turn away from his wrath lest he destroy them. So that word destroy means ruin or spoil, injure, or destroy. It primarily means destruction. Now, lest you think that God doesn't deal with rebellion, you need to go back and read your Bible, because he dealt with rebellion in the times of Noah. He dealt with rebellion at Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible talks about he's going to deal with rebellion in the book of Revelation. And so God is, it is true, God is love, but God is also holy. And God is very passionate about dealing with ungodliness and sin. He wants it forgiven. He's not operating out of a jealousy for himself. He is operating out of jealousy for you, where he knows what is best for you. He knows what is best for me. And he knows that sin is painful for us. It is miserable for us. And he is looking out for the best for us. And so today I would encourage you not to just be enticed by the things that you see. We live by faith, not by sight. So when you look at the things of God, you can say, what has God said? Because the things that he said are going to be the things that come to pass. I remember reading a story when Disney World opened, and Walt Disney had passed away before Disney World opened, and someone went up to one of his family members and said, you know, it is too bad that Walt is not here to see this today. And the person's response was, oh, it is because Walt did see it that we're here today so that we can be able to see it. As you are looking here in 2025, do you really have that faith that says, you know what, God is going to save my family. I'm going to stand in the gap. God's not only going to save my family, he's going to use me to reach other people as well. It is true that there's a whole lot of sin problems here in our modern times. But it is also true that if God responded to Moses standing in the gap, that he will respond when we stand in the gap as well. And so I want to encourage you, stand in the presence of God, intercede on behalf of those who are lost, and say, God, I know this, you don't want any to perish. You want all to come to everlasting life. God, would you move by your Spirit in such a way that people will be saved, that they will know Jesus as their Lord, their Savior, and their King. God, may your name be glorified. You have a great day, and thrive in your relationship with Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.